Oh yeah. Hey guys, what's up? It's me, DJ Diamond, and you're listening to the Hollywood Glitz here on Penguin Radio at radio.dominican.edu. And I have a special guest with me today.
Hey guys.
Her name is DJ Rodeo, and I'm so excited to have her on. We're going through like finals this week, so I don't know about you. Oh, that's nice. She just like set her gum on the table for those of you who don't know.
I didn't want to talk with it.
She goes, oh shoot. For those of you who don't know, we have like finals this week, and I don't know about you, I am so done.
I'm done.
I'm so toast.
I'm toast, but like I just said, like Stu's gonna kill me. But we're basically done, right? Well, I mean, we did our paper. We did one of our presentations. You haven't done that presentation.
I haven't done my presentation.
Well, I'm basically done. So
I was gonna say I am not done. but basically, I still have like a couple presentations left, and I have to do a project that I have not started yet. By the way, that's gonna be happening tomorrow for you.
Yes,
I will be taking pictures only. I'm actually not gonna be filming it.
Sweet.
I was like talking with Emma about it, and I was like, "Hey, are you filming for this project?" She goes, "Yeah, it's too late now. I'm just gonna be taking pictures." And I was like, "Dope. That's what I'm gonna do."
Perfect.
But yeah, so I'm kind of just like at the end of the semester, I feel like I'm worn out.
Yeah, this semester was definitely a hard one. Junior year kicked our butts so far. But I'm hoping for a better semester next semester. We got some classes together, so I'm pretty excited.
I think we have one?
Two?
Two?
Two.
I think we have two.
Two.
Capstone
and.
Oh, yeah.
And the business one.
Yeah, I'm just like excited for next semester in the sense that I want my sickness to be gone. For those of you who probably can't hear, my voice is like a little wrecked, so I'm like still getting over the sickness.
Yeah, she's been sick probably for about 2 months now.
I was going to say, I've probably been sick for the whole semester, honestly.
Yeah.
So I'm excited to kind of just like have the break and be able to like get my mental and like physical like health back into place and everything.
Totally.
So, but yeah. Oh, for those of you who don't know, we totally tried to do the show last night and it did not work. I want to say we did what, like 13, 14 minutes.
Yeah, it was a good,
it was like 15, a good chunk. It was like we got to like a break.
Yeah, it was your little intro.
And then Stu came in and
Bernie Sanders was here. That's why.
Yeah. And so
he's pretty important.
That's true. I got kind of sad because I thought I was important. But yeah, he was here.
Yeah, we were on. Dominican was on the news.
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah, I shared it on Facebook. Syra, one of our colleagues here at Dominican, she interned with them, and then she got interviewed last night to like be on the news. So that's super cool.
I saw that on Facebook this morning, and I didn't watch the whole thing. I just watched like the first like snippet.
Yeah.
But I saw that she had posted it, and I was like, oh my gosh, that's so cool.
Yeah.
But yeah, he was here, and so I was doing like a little bit of my radio show, and then everyone had to get set up, so I just kind of called it quits, and I decided to do it today instead. And today's Saturday, right?
Today is Saturday. Wow. Where'd the weekend go?
I was going to say, it doesn't feel like Saturday, though.
It doesn't feel like Saturday, probably because last night we just Netflix and chilled and didn't go out.
Basically. No, I told my mom, like, yeah, Mom, I'm going out with my friends. Like, I'm super excited to see them. Friends being, like, the only friends that Karen and I have. Which are, like, the boys. But, like,
the boys.
Yeah, but then I, like, text her later, and I was like, never mind, we're not going out. This is stupid. I literally told her, I was like, they're not going out, so I'm
we're not
going
out.
I'm like, because then I don't have anyone to like laugh at for doing like stupid things.
True.
And she was like, oh, you probably needed that because you know, your whole like cough and everything. And I was like, yeah. And I was watching Vampire Diaries. I just got started on that.
What's that about again?
It's about that girl, Elena, and she like lives in a small town, and like those two vampire brothers come to live, and Elena looks like Catherine. Who's like the one brother's like ex? I don't know. It's all weird.
That's wild. I'm watching Wentworth, in which you kind of watch some of mine.
Yeah, no, it's yours is good. So, I think I'm gonna stop.
So good,
like Vampire Diaries, because it didn't really like capture me. So I think I'm actually gonna start your show because that was good.
It's so good. I couldn't sleep last night.
You couldn't sleep because you were like so excited about it, or was scary?
Scared.
Really?
I was scared someone was gonna come in my place.
You were scared. Scared.
Yeah, but I'm just a paranoid person like that. So.
That is kind of true.
Yeah, totally. I don't know why. I'm just always like paranoid someone's following me or like watching me.
Or like watching you.
Yeah.
I kind of get that though. Like when we have to do like presentations or something, I'm always scared like someone's like watching like some form of my body or something, and it like Like, they're, like, stare, like, oh, my gosh. Like, I'm always afraid that I have, like, toilet paper hanging out of my pants after I go to the bathroom.
Yes, or, like, on the bottom of your foot.
Yeah. Yeah, I, like, same. I'm always scared of that. So, same. I get super, like, paranoid.
Yeah.
When I walk out, you always see me check my, like, my back. Like, I'll rub my back.
I'll, like, check my, like, backside in the mirror. Like, even if people are in there, like, they'll think I'll be checking out my butt. But I'm literally just, like, checking, like, to see if I got the toilet paper.
Yeah, that's what I do. I think that's super funny.
Yeah.
But I kind of wanted to get started by saying that Britney Spears turned 35 yesterday.
Wild. And she looks so good.
She looks so good for 35. I didn't even know she was 35.
Me neither.
That's insane. I thought she was older. At least in her 40s. Yeah, because she has, what, 2 sons?
Yes.
And so they're, I want to say, like, 6 or 7 now. And so I totally thought she was older than she was, but she turned 35. And I love Britney Spears.
Love Britney Spears.
My first CD was Britney Spears. My second one was Christina Aguilera. And then my third one was Backstreet Boys.
Wait, Britney Spears was my first concert.
Really?
Hold up. Oh my gosh, I need to text my sister. Pretty sure my grandpa and my uncle took me to see Britney Spears in the limo. And I was in like fourth grade or something. Let me text my sister.
Wait, oh my gosh.
I'm pretty positive.
I think my first concert was Kelly Clarkson.
Ooh, I love her.
And I loved her. And then I saw Hillary Duff, and Kelly Clarkson was definitely better than Hillary Duff. I'm not going to lie. Hillary Duff. I thought Big Kelly fan. Clarkson, I think Kelly Clarkson was probably better in the sense that she had done American Idol, and she was like a raw, you know, talent that came off of that show. And Hillary Duff kind of got her start through Disney, so she, I don't know.
Yeah, I love the Hillary Duff movie. Is that what it's called?
The Lizzie McGuire movie.
Lizzie McGuire movie.
I watched that after you watched it. So I like good. Rewatched it. I love that movie.
I love that movie. It's on Netflix, everyone, if you want to watch it.
Shout out
Netflix.
But yeah, so Britney Spears turned 35 yesterday, and I think what like made me kind of like talk about that is the sense that there was a Britney Spears song that came on in my car yesterday.
Yeah, we were listening.
And I was jamming out.
What song was it?
It was the one, it was the song, not If You Seek Amy, it was the other one, Womanizer.
Womanizer?
Was it Womanizer? It was like the CD that she had after she went psycho.
Yeah.
Like when she went off the wall.
Yeah, yeah,
and then
yeah.
She came back with like that like emo Britney in a sense.
Yeah.
But yeah, I was super excited to like
listen. Yeah, there to that song. Is a thing on Twitter last night talking about her, and like it was a picture of her and she looked so, so pretty.
Because she, but, yeah, she does that stuff in Vegas, I remember.
Yeah.
And then you had said that you had seen J-Lo in Vegas.
Yes, I saw J-Lo in Vegas, and I saw like a poster of like Britney doing like wanting to do a show or going to do a show or something like that.
She's like a 2-year thing there.
Yeah, so that's J-Lo's so cool. Pretty good. Pretty cool. I liked her a lot.
No, she is definitely, J-Lo is a MILF.
Yeah, she's fire.
Yeah, she's good.
My mom loves her.
No, I think she's so pretty. And she's dating what's his face, that guy, her like backup dancer.
Is that still a thing?
I think so, yeah.
Okay.
And then I remember, so it's so funny because I'm remembering the conversation we had last night before my show was basically like next.
Yeah.
And then I was telling you that my mom wanted to take me to Vegas for my 21st.
Yes, yes.
And that she got super excited. So I like come home for Thanksgiving break. And she's like, Alyssa, like you're turning 21 this year. And I keep forgetting that I'm turning 21.
Yeah, it's unreal.
And so she's like, what do you want to do for your birthday? I'm like, well, first of all, I totally forgot I'm turning 21. So I honestly don't know. Yeah. I don't know what you do for your 21st because it's like, I'm the oldest of my friend group. So none of my friends right. back home are like, well, one, they're gone.
Yeah.
And two, they're 20. So it's not like I can like take them anywhere.
Yeah.
And so I was like, I don't know. And she's like, I think we should like go to Vegas. And I was like getting super excited. I'm like, oh my God, like let's get a group of friends together and like go. And I'm like, oh yeah, for sure. And she goes, yeah, like just you and I. And I'm like, what? Like just you, like no, what? That's like just me and my mom in Vegas.
Yeah.
And she was like, I know I probably can't like hang like you. But like I think it'd be fun. And I was like, this is so weird. I'm like, mom, can I like take someone with me? Like this is like just you and I in Vegas. It's just really, it's weird to me. Like it's not anything against my mom. It's just yeah. the fact that like it'd only be my mom and I. It's like a party of two.
Right. You definitely need some
gal friends.
That's like
a loser group. Like, I'm sorry, mom. That's a loser group. She's like, yeah, I think we should go. The last time I was in Vegas, I was playing volleyball, so I couldn't even do anything. I was at a volleyball tournament.
I did a volleyball tournament in was it Vegas? Yeah, Vegas once.
It was at Classics one.
Yeah. I think like some colleges were there and whatnot.
And like recruiting girls.
Yeah. Yeah.
Obviously, I didn't get recruited because I'm here.
Yeah, me neither.
Today. So.
Same.
But it's yeah, that was the last time I was there. And I remember I walked the strip at night with like some of my team and everything. And my mom was there because she was chaperoning and everything. And it was super cool, but it totally was like, you know, you can't really do anything besides shop if you're not 21.
Totally. Like, you can't gamble. You
can't drink. Yeah.
That's how it was when we went to see J-Lo. Like, I went with my family because my mom wanted to go for her birthday to see J-Lo. And
that's
like,
so cool.
My younger sister and I were the two out of our family that aren't 21 yet. And so they would all go into gamble and we would just be outside with all the drunks hanging out and like the Elvis and like those guys.
Yeah, all the Elvis guys. And then
the hangover dudes.
I don't know if you remember or if like you could hear it or see it, but the guys will like flick those cards and it's actually, it's like them trying to sell you like women. Like there's like certain clubs and like strip clubs on like in Vegas where they'll like, you know, take some of the guys who work there and they'll bring out all the girls' cards. Like they're like, what is it? Like business cards. And they'll like flick them. They'll like, and what you can hear this noise and they'll like look at you and they'll do the noise as if like, oh, like, do you want to buy?
Yeah.
And like they were constantly doing that to me. And I'm like sitting here and I'm like, I'm 14. Obviously I'm not. Right. I'm not going to buy stripper in my spare time here. Like, this is so weird. But my mom like warned me about that. She was like,
dang,
if we walk on the strip late at night, the guys, they'll have all the girls like the porn star like business cards and they'll like flick them with their finger to get your attention and then they'll pass them to you.
Whoa.
And they were constantly doing that to me and I was like, I'm sitting here, I'm like, I'm 14 obviously. Yeah. Like, huh. What,
that's wild.
Do you remember that happening to you?
I don't remember that happening.
Huh, that's
but
weird.
I don't think we like my volleyball, like, we actually walked the strip, but when I went with my family, I don't think that happened either. We went into Old Town.
Oh, okay.
But that was, like, during the day, and then at night we just went to the show, and then they all did the gambling, so we didn't really walk around the strip. But, I'll have to look out for that if I ever go.
Yeah, again. They'll, like, flick the cards to get your attention, and then they'll try to pass you the card. And it's always a card, like, that's literally a picture of a naked woman on it.
Whoa. Gnarly. I'll check it out.
I would purposely take them. My mom's like, Alyssa, stop taking them. I'm like, what? It's like interesting. I know. But I think with that, we'll go to our first break. You are listening to The Hollywood Glitz here with me, DJ Diamond, and my co-host, DJ Rodeo. And you're listening on Penguin Radio at radio.dominican.edu. One more label, try to stop me. It's going to be some drag.
Toes around my crib in their robes, just their robes. Half a million is safe, another in the pillowcase. Kobe got me moving slower than a caterpillar. What you thinking, what you thought it was? I just pop out Percocets and only call the boss. And if that label try to stop me, they gon' be some crazy easy fans waiting in the lobby. No life is
it act when it got money, now you done switched up on me. Now you gon' say what's up to me. Okay, so now you gon' make love to me. Girl, if you don't get the from me, I know you thought we had something special, but you don't mean nothing to me. Girl, I'm sorry you not the one for me. Just be honest, girl, what you want from me? This ain't nothing new, keep it so 100. I can't let none of these get one up on me. I go back, I tell you, you better run from me. Give hope to my nigga. This love money. Adios to the bitches, can't get a hug from me. I'm high on life, that's what it does for me. My numbers going up, I feel a buzz coming. Young, your friends bad too, then come, come with you. And we like, what they on, we don't like gold diggers. Girl, if you don't get the from me, I know you thought we had something special, but you don't mean nothing to me. Girl, I'm sorry you not the one for me. This is shit I don't condone in. Cheating on your man, but you could get it if you want it. Looking for a bad bitch, I finally found a culprit. Taking shots, send them back, check the postage, yeah. Hey, Nat, oh, why won't you shut up? It's the motherfucker, 502, come up. And every time I'm back in the city, every with a hit in the gym to run up. Young, your friends bad too, then come with.
Hey guys, what's up? It's me, DJ Diamond, and you're listening to the Hollywood Glitz here on Penguin Radio at radio.dominican.edu. And with me, I have my trusty sidekick, DJ Rodeo.
What's up?
What's up? So I kind of wanted to get started talking about Selena Gomez and how she's back from, I don't want to say she's like back from rehab, but she did technically go to a rehab.
Right.
But she wasn't in rehab for drugs or alcohol. She was in rehab because she mentally was like not... She, like, wasn't checked in to reality, and she was, like, going through depression. So she went into a rehab starting in August, and she's been there ever since. And she just came back and appeared at an award show this last week. And she was giving a speech, and she said, you know, 3 months ago, I took a hiatus to take care of myself. I recently took 90 days off. During that time, I did not have my cell phone. It was the most refreshing, calming, rejuvenating feeling. Now I rarely pick up my phone and only limited people have access to me.
That's so nice.
I know.
I want to do that so bad. It sounds so good, but...
Really?
Like...
I'm like too attached to my phone, I feel like, to do that.
No, last year, I did like a social media cleanse. And so I was off of Twitter, Facebook, Snapchat, Instagram... And it was probably the nicest thing. I wasn't constantly checking my phone, seeing what others were doing, making sure like others saw what I was doing. And I was home, so I was able to spend more time with like my family and friends. And so not having the attachment to my phone was so nice. And I've been thinking about it lately to do it again, and I may just do it again. 'Cause it's good to have a break sometimes. And
I do agree with that.
But I don't know if I could like turn off my phone because like I have a job and that's like,
and people contact you through
it. Yeah. So I feel like for her, she could do that because she probably has like other people that can answer for her in like
very
a way.
True, like assistants.
Yeah,
and, yeah.
But wow, that's, I didn't even know she was gone. Yeah, until I saw that she said a speech at the Music Awards, I think it was, or something.
I was gonna say, I know it was an award show and I forgot which one it was.
It could be the AMAs.
I think you're right. I think it was the AMAs. Yeah. It didn't say in this article. It just was talking about how, you know, she appeared again. And I remember like kind of seeing it. I think my mom was watching it and I remember seeing it like on, and my mom like loves her. She's like, she looks so good.
A lot of people love her.
I know. I feel like she doesn't really have like a lot of haters.
Yeah, I agree.
Even with like dating Justin Bieber. I mean, I felt like she had a couple, but compared to other celebrity couples, she didn't have a lot of hate on her.
Yeah.
But I know that she did say that she was fighting the feeling of like not being enough. Mm. Like she had that whole thing going on. I have only wanted to reflect the love you guys have given me for years and show how important it is to take care of you. By grace through faith, kindness always wins. I love you guys. God bless. And I think that's, I don't know. She's so mature now. And I think she has a good head on her shoulders. And I think her being able to like recognize like I am not in a good place mentally.
Yeah.
And taking that time that she needs. I think that shows like, you know, that she is like self-aware. Which is good. I feel like a lot of people are not self-aware, like, in this day and age.
Yeah, and they, like, they'll catch it too far, or they'll take something too far, and I think she, like, realized it and saw it at a good time before maybe she got worse or something else happened. So, yeah, I think that was smart on her end.
I agree. And, like, it's so funny that you said that you didn't realize that she had disappeared because...
Yeah.
She did kind of disappear, like, super, like, slyly. Like, she kind of just, like, went off the radar. I follow her on Instagram, and, like, I knew she was gone because, like, she wasn't posting any more of, like, her tour.
Got it.
Because as soon as, like, her tour stopped, that's when she kind of checked in and was, like, I'm mentally not in, like, the right state. But, no, I feel like... She didn't make it known, like, a lot of celebrities do, like, oh, I am checking into
rehab. Yeah, and they, like...
Because they make a big to-do about it.
Totally.
Like, Scott Disick is always like, I am checking into rehab for drugs and alcohol. Like, makes it known. And she just kind of, like, slipped into it.
Yeah. She's.
But I think that was good for her.
Yeah, I agree. Totally.
And she's so pretty. Like, there's, like, pictures on, like, this article of, like, her Instagram pictures. And she's just, like, so, like, naturally pretty.
She is.
She's, like, the girl I feel threatened about.
Yeah, she's all over my Twitter newsfeed. All these guys retweet her tweets.
Really?
And, yeah, always like comment and how like she's bae and she's my girlfriend and all that stuff.
That's so funny.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's super cute. But my mom, yeah, was watching that part of her speech and she's like, I love Selena Gomez. I think she's so cute.
Speech was actually pretty touching. I haven't watched the AMAs. I meant to watch them when I went home, but of course the holidays is too busy during Thanksgiving. Yeah. So. I couldn't watch it, but hopefully when I go home for Christmas break, I'll be able to. But, I mean, I heard it was a pretty good speech.
Did she cry? I feel like she cried. Like, she shed a couple tears.
I don't know. Maybe.
Maybe. I don't know. She looked good, though. She came in and, like, did her speech in, like, a red gown. It didn't look like she had lost any weight or, like, gained any weight. It looked like she was, you know, perfectly normal.
Yeah.
Because I know sometimes, like, if you're feeling like you aren't enough, you're going to do things to, like, society's standards.
Right.
And you're going to conform to them. But she looked perfectly healthy. But, yeah, she looked really pretty. And, like, for being, like, gone for, what, like, 5-6 months, she looked really good. So I'm glad she's back and I'm glad she's, like, mentally, like, healthy and everything's A-okay.
Me too.
But speaking of mental health, Kanye was, I know you're going to hate talking about this.
Hate him.
Kanye was checked into a hospital. It's been like, so I don't know when the last time I like did my show was, but I don't know if I talked about he was like checked into a hospital because he went kind of off the rails and like off the deep end. And he was recently checked out. But basically it said like the article talks about how Kanye West is out of the hospital, but he won't perform anytime soon. Thank God, because that guy literally is like a Looney Tune right now. I don't know what happened. There was rumors saying that it was like exhaustion. And I think that's a cover up. I don't think it's exhaustion. I think there's like something like mentally going on with him.
Yeah.
Because he feels paranoid all the time that people are like watching him. Mm-hmm. And well, I mean, not, I mean, obviously they're watching him, but watching him in the sense that they want him to fail. Like no one ever wants him to succeed. And he's kind of weird.
Yeah, totally. And didn't you have tickets to see him?
Yeah, I did have tickets. I did have a ticket to go to the concert, actually. The last concert that he did before he went into the hospital, I was supposed to go to the Sacramento show. Things happened. I didn't end up going. Thank God, because he only performed, what, like 3-5 songs?
Yeah, and like went on this huge rant.
About Facebook and MTV and how no one is here to like see him like succeed in life, blah, blah, blah. But yeah, I was supposed to go, and thank God I didn't.
Yeah. Because that was a rant about waste Donald of money. Trump.
Yeah, and he was like, if I would have voted for Donald Trump, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
Which set, obviously, everyone over the edge.
Right.
Because that's, like, a controversial issue right now.
Yeah, you don't want to, like, say that.
Yeah, and he was like, yeah, I would have voted for Donald Trump, blah, blah, blah. And all of a sudden, everyone flipped out. They were like, what is going on? But, yeah, as soon as that show ended, within the next couple of days, he was checked into the hospital for exhaustion. And I just don't believe that. I think that's a bunch of BS. I don't think it's, I mean, I feel like some of it's exhaustion. I feel like he's mentally not. Like, maybe he should be in rehab like Selena Gomez.
Yeah. I just can't believe he's out, because he definitely should be in for longer. But, yeah, I've actually never really been a fan of him. I liked his older music.
Like, Stronger?
Yeah. I was kind of a fan of those songs, but never really of him as an artist. I think he's kind of arrogant, and I can't believe he's married to Kim Kardashian, but all the luck to them. But I don't know what it is about him, and my ex, like, still loves him, and that's why he's my ex. No, I'm just kidding. But, yeah, I don't know what it is about him. I just can't figure it out. Just not a fan.
I mean, a lot of people are not. I used to hate him.
Yeah.
Like, last semester, I honestly, like, when I started radio, I literally stated, like, I hate him.
Yeah.
He is not, like, influential. I don't know what he's doing. Like, his clothing line I like, but, like, that's about it. Some of his music is okay. I said the same thing. Like, I liked his older music.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. I feel like, over the course of actually being in radio, I've become more, like, Kardashian obsessed, because I need something. You know, it's like you want something to talk about on your show.
Yeah.
And if you're good at it and you know a lot about it, that's what you're going to go to.
Right.
And so I feel like I became, like, more into Kanye because of that.
Yeah, totally.
Because it's like, if I'm sitting here, I'm like, oh, I love Kardashians. How can I, like, love Kardashians and be like, no, but I hate Kanye. Screw Kanye.
That's true. That's true.
Like, he's, like, part of, I mean, he's making that family, like, famous, like, no pun intended.
Yeah, seriously.
But the article talks about how he was hospitalized on November 21st and diagnosed with temporary psychosis and dehydration. He was released on November 30th.
Dehydration?
Yeah. So it's like, there's all these like rumors about why he was checked in.
Right.
Because I didn't hear anything about him being like diagnosed as temporary psychosis.
What is that? Do you know?
Yeah. I know.
Temporary psychosis?
Yeah. I don't know it in the sense that I don't want to say it and be wrong.
Right.
But temporary psychosis is a severe mental disorder in which thought and emotions are so impaired that contact is lost with the external reality.
Huh.
So basically you're going crazy.
Temporary psychosis, that's what I have. No, I'm just kidding.
I was going to say, I'm pretty sure everyone has a little bit of that if you think about it.
Yeah, totally.
Huh. I like knew how to say it, but I didn't want to say it in the sense that, oh, then it's like not.
Yeah, totally. You know?
But yeah, so that and dehydration. And then, of course, I heard the rumor that he was checked in for exhaustion, which is probably linked with the dehydration.
Right, because of shows and whatnot and life in general, having a kid.
I just don't like how he, like, anything he does, he calls it art. That's the one thing that does bother me. Like, he cancels a show and he's like, that's art. That's not art. That's you ripping off your fans.
Yeah, it's you canceling a show.
Yeah, like, no one else cancels a show and is like, oh, this is art.
Totally. That's so strange.
But I think with that, I'll head to my second break. You're listening to The Hollywood Glitz here with me, DJ Diamond. And you're listening on Penguin Radio at radio.dominican.edu.
To love a girl like me, I don't blame you much for wanting to be free. I just wanted you to know.
Swiss only let the beat rock. south side that know me best. I feel like me and Taylor might still. Why I made that famous. I made that famous. For all the girls that got from Kanye West. If you see him in the streets, give him Kanye's best. Why they mad they ain't famous. They mad they still nameless.
Chuck that chuck, man.
A man in the store trying to try his best. But he just can't seem to get Kanye fresh. But we still hood famous. Yeah, we still hood famous.
I just wanted you to know I've loved you better than your own candy. From the very start, I don't blame you much for wanting to be free.
Wake up, Mr. West.
I just wanted you to know.
I be Puerto Rican Day Parade floating. That Benz Marina Del Rey coasting. She be Puerto Rican Day Parade waving. Last month I helped her with the car payment. Young and we alive. We never gonna die. I just copped a jet to fly of a personal debt. Put one up in the sky. The sun is in my eyes. Woke up and felt the vibe. No matter how. We never gonna die.
I just wanted you to know.
Trap house, roaches everywhere like we forgot to take the trash out. Flip cross with ice in money, my religion. Got my baby mama in my side, kissing. I turn the wrist into a lane.
Hey guys, what's up? It's me, DJ Diamond, and you're listening to The Hollywood Glitz here on Penguin Radio at radio.dominican.edu. I'm currently watching DJ Rodeo take snapshots of herself. There's like this pug Snapchat that she's like obsessed with now.
It's so cute.
It is pretty cute.
It's so cute. I love it.
So I really wanted to talk about how Kourtney Kardashian and Scott Disick are back together, and it's confirmed.
Wild. And because we just saw that on a magazine, and I was like, Alyssa, is this true? And you're like, no.
I'm like, no, it's not. And then E! News confirmed it, and that's, I was like, wild. Yeah.
Yeah, I saw a really cute picture on Twitter of him like holding her.
Aww.
Like in like his arms, and it was really cute, and the caption was like, they're back together.
Oh no, I love them.
I love them too.
I feel like Kourtney sometimes gets a little, she's a little much sometimes.
Yeah, she's a little extra.
Yeah, yeah, a little's probably an understatement. Yeah. Like dairy free, gluten free, like candy free.
Yeah,
house free, environment
she eats
free.
Kale she's all day probably.
Basically, like she is definitely a little bit crazy in that sense, and I feel like sometimes her attitude actually does need, like she does need an attitude adjustment.
Yeah, she needs to tone it down a little
bit. She's always like, "So guys, yeah, like that's so rude."
Yeah,
and I'm like, "Ew, shut up, ew." But yeah, they're back together, and I'm super excited because I honestly never thought they would actually get back together. I'm not gonna lie, I thought that Kourtney was pretty much done with him because he. She gave him so many, like, chances, and I honestly felt as if, like, she was just kind of like, you know, I've yeah. given you so many chances, and I'm just kind of over it. I didn't think she would ever date anyone else, but I just felt like she would kind of just call it quits.
Yeah, totally.
But they are back on, and I'm so excited, because I'm, well, I mean, Kardashians isn't supposed to, like, they're taking a hiatus from filming because of the whole Paris thing with Kim. But when they start again, I'm like excited to see.
So that them Paris together. Thing, that was a for sure thing as well. That actually happened. Like that wasn't a setup.
I believe it happened. There's a lot of people who still don't believe it happened. They're like, it was a whole setup. Like it was meant to go down in order to give her like more publicity and everything. But I mean, I don't know. Like I'm looking at it in the sense that why would you fake something like that to like that like extent, like
right.
where you're being zip tied in a tub and like held at gunpoint. Like I don't understand that.
Right. Yeah, it's
so I believe that it happened. I mean, they say that there's footage, and I've like seen it, of the robbers like going into the hotel.
Yeah.
The one thing that they did say though is that the hotel never changed their passcode to get into it for the last 6 years, so anyone could like like they didn't update their passcode to like get into the gates, which is kind of weird.
That's kind of weird. You think they would?
Yeah. But, I mean, I do believe that it happened. But, I don't know. That's me. I'm a Kardashian fan, so of course I'm going to believe it.
You love them.
I love them.
You are one.
Thank you. That's the best compliment ever. And then I kind of wanted to talk about how the whole Victoria's Secret fashion show happened this last week.
Yes.
Okay, have you ever watched that?
I have once before, but not like, oh my God, every year I have to watch it. But I kind of want to watch this one.
Me too. Isn't it Monday? I think it's on Monday.
I think it's on Monday. The 8th or something?
Yeah.
Or 7th. I don't know.
It's this next week sometime.
Yeah.
And I've like never watched one ever just because I've never been, I don't know. Those don't interest me.
Yeah. Because afterwards I just want to like throw up all my food that I just ate.
Exactly. I'm like, I need to go get like liposuction and same. Like go to like a plastic surgeon. But it like happened this last week in Paris. And the only reason I actually kind of want to watch it this year is because like Gigi and Bella were in it. And mm-hmm. then along with Kendall Jenner. And I think that's super cute that like two sisters were in it.
Yeah.
But it's been said that Kendall had her own security at the Victoria's Secret fashion show. And I was like, oh, like that's probably like not unusual. But it like went on to say in this article that she like wanted nothing to do with anyone except her best friend Gigi, her hair and makeup crew, and her private security. It said all this despite the fact that the streets around were barricaded, dogs were patrolling the premises, and no cars were allowed to park anywhere near the venue. And that backstage, Jenner declined to do any press at all and reportedly ignored a reporter who had asked her a direct question. Instead, Jenner just kept looking at pictures of herself on her phone. And I don't know whether to believe that or not, honestly, because I feel like Kendall is a lot. I feel like that's something Kylie would do.
Right.
I feel like Kendall's a lot more like level-headed and she wouldn't act like that, because I mean throughout the like the last couple of seasons, like when she was getting into modeling, like how you get business is by being nice to those who hire you,
right?
And like that's how you get jobs, like you know, that's how someone will continue to be like, oh, like I want you to be in this again because you know you're a good person to work with, like she doesn't cause any drama. So like I don't really know whether to believe that. I think it's kind of weird. Like I feel like that's very unlike Kendall Jenner.
Yeah, that's strange. I don't know.
I felt like that was kind of weird. But it said that the Victoria's Secret Fashion Show is a high-profile event, and we take every precaution to ensure a safe and enjoyable experience for our team and guests, no matter what city we're in. And then it says that, you know, she went on to the after party. The after party had, like, In-N-Out burgers and, like, pasta dish. It, like...
Oh, my gosh.
It looks so good. And, of course, they're, like, what, 90 pounds, and they're stuck in their face.
Yeah.
No, it looks awesome. So good. There was, like, candy and, like, burgers and pizza and, like, pasta.
I wonder if they do that on purpose.
Looks so good. I feel like they do because they're dieting. Like, what's her face was on an all liquid diet for the last like 6 months,
just for the show.
Just for the show. It wasn't Adriana Lima. God. It was no, I think it was Adriana Lima. And then some, like Gigi and Bella, were boxing 2 hours a day every day.
Boxing? That's sick.
That's hard. I've tried that before, and it like
really.
I was so sore after. It like, yeah.
Ooh, I want to try that.
I boxed like a couple years ago. Like it was just, it's not like I was boxing every day. I like tried it session out.
Yeah.
And I was so sore after. Like it works literally every part of your body, especially obviously, you know, your shoulders and your arms.
Right.
But
dang, that's wild.
Yeah, they were all on like crazy diets and like workout you know, workouts and everything at the gym. But I don't know. I thought the whole thing about Kendall like being super like snotty, that I don't know. That's just, to me, it like didn't seem like her. Especially like watching her on the show, she seems very like calm and like she's okay with fans.
Yeah.
And I feel like that's definitely something Kylie would do more than her, but I don't know, that's just me.
Yeah.
With that, I'm gonna head into my third break. You're listening to the Hollywood Glitz here with me, DJ Diamond, and you're listening on Penguin Radio at radio.dominican.edu.
Again, gotta get real again. Yeah.
girls from the east and know what's good with me. Shout out to ones from the west, know what's good with P&D. Stories of you and your girls is all I hear. Who do you in the city when I'm not there? I owe you time. Let's plan something out when I come back from Europe. Swear I'm withholding my urges till you get this one-on-one like your name Katie Kirk. I gotta get you those snow tires for your Mercedes. I'm glad you reminded me, baby. All of these things slip my mind, it's been crazy. Bite on your shoulder, I know that's your favorite. Touching yourself to that video we made a month ago. You were freaking your covers blown. How you told me innocent and that to you, I'll never know. Girl, I'm about whatever though. Yeah, I guess it just believe in you and that's proof for you. Can name a lot of things any other man won't do for you. I'll do it for you, that's real.
Don't play with her, don't be dishonest. Ay. Still not understanding this logic.
Hey guys, what's up? You're listening to The Hollywood Glitz here on Penguin Radio at radio.dominican.edu. And I'm here with my trusty sidekick, DJ Rodeo.
What's good?
What's good?
I miss having my show.
Aren't you going to have it though next semester?
I don't know if it's for sure. I'm thinking about it. I don't know if I want to keep it country too. So that's why my DJ name is DJ Rodeo, because I had a country show. But I miss it.
So. I know I'm taking radio next semester, and I don't think I'm going to keep Celebrity Gossip.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to change it.
Yeah.
But I'm not sure. But I'm kind of like in the same boat. Like I
love it. I just love being on air and talking, and I love country music, so it's just super fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I wanted to kind of conclude my show with talking about the fact that Liam Payne and his girlfriend Cheryl Cole are expecting their first child together. And it's just so weird because it's like I was listening to like these boy bands, like, you know, when Kevin Jonas had his kid.
Yes.
Like, it was just like weird.
It's so weird, especially when we see them when we still see them on Camp Rock and whatnot.
Yeah.
In those Disney movies.
Like, they were like little kids. And yeah. Like, all of a sudden, randomly. I mean, even though we're obviously all older, it's just still weird being like, oh, my gosh, like I was like in love with them. And now they're like having a kid. Kids.
That's crazy.
Like, they're doing the deed and, like, having a kid. Like, that's weird to think about.
Who is he married to? Or not married. Is he married?
He's dating Cheryl Cole.
Cheryl Cole. Okay.
And I believe she's a makeup artist in L.A. Like, she's, like, a well-known.
How old are they?
So, Liam is
23. Okay.
And, wait, Cheryl's 33. Whoa. Oh, my gosh. Whoa.
That's 10 years.
Yeah, she's an X Factor judge. The former X Factor judge, 33, stepped out with her 23-year-old boyfriend.
Yeah, she's 33.
Yeah, no. But, I mean, I said, like, I thought she was a makeup artist because I thought he was still dating the makeup artist.
Got it.
No, she's 30. Whoa.
And that's they had 10 the kid
years,
together?
Yeah.
Whoa.
Holy cow. Whoa. She's pretty, though. I mean, she doesn't look 33. But yeah, so hey, he's expecting.
Some guys like those older women.
True. Oh, God. But yeah, so they're expecting like their first child together. And it was so weird when I found out that, what's his name? He's in One Direction. Not Harry, not Niall. The other one. Louis. Louis yeah. had his kid.
He's a blonde one?
No, that's Niall.
Oh.
Niall's like the Irish blondie. And then Louis is the tall, lanky one.
Yeah.
And he had a kid.
I always thought he was, yeah.
Yeah, so I thought.
Okay.
We thought he was alternative lifestyle.
Thank you.
To put it nicely. But yeah, like when he had his kid, I was like, I thought it was a joke. I was like, no, this is not real. And then he had a kid, and now he's like a dad, and it's weird.
I don't understand. People are having so many kids and not even getting married, and I'm just over here trying to get through a semester of school.
No, same. And like I was raised in the sense that you need to be married to have a kid.
Totally.
And that same. Is like now flown out the window.
Absolutely.
Like people are having kids like out of wedlock, and it's like.
Completely.
If I did that, my mom would kill me. She'd be like, Alyssa.
Alyssa.
But yeah, so I don't know. It's just like weird to think that like I was like obsessed with like One Direction. Went to their concert, had VIP tickets, okay?
Yeah.
VIP, VIP.
That's so funny.
And now they're like having kids and they're like dads. And that's just so weird to me.
And they're all separated now, right?
Yeah, they're like broken up. Like Niall's doing his own music now. Bless you. Bless
oh my
you.
Gosh.
I know. She's over here sneezing and I'm over here coughing my lungs out.
Dying over here.
I know. We're both dead. But yeah, I don't know. It's just like weird to think that I was like obsessed with them when I was like, what, 14?
Yeah.
And now they're dads. And I don't know. That's so crazy. But I think that's it for my show.
Oh my goodness.
That was my last one.
Oh my gosh.
That's so sad.
What a semester. You had a really good semester, all your shows.
Yeah. I mean, I'm like one of the last people though to be finishing their shows because mine were like always bumped.
Right.
But I always get kind of sad on my last show because I'm always like, oh. But yeah, that was my last show. And thanks for being on it.
No problem. I feel very special.
That was fun. But yeah, so thank you all for listening. You're listening to The Hollywood Glitz here on Penguin Radio at radio.dominican.edu. And you're listening to me, DJ Diamond, and my co-host, DJ Rodeo.
See you guys later.
See you guys later.
Working OT, trying to show you what it's like, just to know me. Never since that day you approached me, I've been